Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Revelation 11, 15 to 19. Revelation 11, 15 to 19. The seventh angel sounded his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven which said, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Messiah, and he will reign forever and ever." And the 24 elders who were seated on their thrones before God fell on their faces and worshipped God, saying, "We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was, because you have taken your great power and have begun to reign. The nations were angry, and your wrath has come. The time has come for judging the dead and for rewarding your servants, the prophets, and your people who revere your name, both great and small, and for destroying those who destroy the earth." Then God's temple in heaven was opened, and within his temple was seen the ark of his covenant. And there came flashes of lightning, rumblings, peals of thunder, and earthquake, and a severe hailstorm. My theme for reflection is when heaven finally interrupts the noise. When heaven finally interrupts the noise. If you have ever tried to watch the evening news while a toddler plays with a toy trumpet in the background, you know something about Revelation. The world is busy broadcasting chaos, but heaven occasionally interrupts the noise with a sound that cannot be ignored. John calls it the seventh trumpet. It is heaven's way of saying, enough, God is taking his world back. Revelation 11, 15 to 19 is one of those rare moments when heaven pulls back the curtain and lets us overhear its victory announcement. The trumpet sounds, and suddenly the hosts of heaven erupt, not with fear, but with singing. The kingdoms that strutted across history's stage now belong to the one who never lost his throne. As C.S. Lewis once wrote, the author has written himself into the play, and the play is headed toward his ending. But the problem Revelation identifies is ancient and familiar. The world has lived under the illusion that power belongs to human empires, political idols, and spiritual pretenders. Scripture calls this unified rebellion. The kingdom of the world and its ruler temporarily is Satan. Psalm 2 interrupts this reality well. The nations rage, the kings of the earth take their stand against the Lord and against his anointed. Revelation simply shows us where that rage ends, in defeat before the throne of Christ. Heaven's solution, however, is not a negotiation, it is a coronation. The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and his Christ. The verb tense in Greek is astonishing. It describes a future event as already completed. Heaven sees the end before earth feels it. God's reign is not future in possibility, but future in timing. This is why the elders fall down in worship. They have prayed for centuries, "Your kingdom come," and now the echo comes back from heaven, "It has." But Revelation is honest. God's reign provokes two reactions. Heaven explodes with gratitude while the nations rage with defiance. The trumpet reveals a cosmic truth. Every life, every kingdom, every decision is moving toward the judgment seat of Christ. His wrath is not a divine tantrum, but what theologian J.I. Packer called God's necessary opposition to all that is evil. The seventh trumpet declares that evil has finally met an adversary it cannot outmaneuver. Yet judgment is not the only word. Revelation shows rewards for prophets, saints, and all who fear his name. The God who judges also vindicates. The God who exposes sin also sustains covenant. When John sees the heavenly temple opened and the ark revealed, he is seeing a promise. God remembers. The covenant still stands. Justice will not swallow mercy, nor will mercy undermine justice. The thunder, lightning, and hail serve as divine signatures. God is acting, and nothing will stop him. For believers today, this text is not meant to frighten, but to anchor us. We live in a world overwhelmed by noise, political storms, spiritual confusion, and moral collapse. But Revelation reminds us that history is not circling a drain. It is moving toward a throne. The trumpet will sound. The kingdoms will fall. Christ will reign. And heaven already hears the victory. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what kingdoms of the world still compete for your loyalty, attention, or obedience? Number two, how might your worship deepen if you lived daily with heaven's announcement, "He will reign forever and ever"? And now our practical exercise for the day. Spend 10 minutes today praying the Lord's Prayer slowly, pausing at "Your kingdom come." Invite God to dethrone anything in your heart that resists his reign. Sovereign Lord, whose kingdom is certain and whose reign is eternal, open our eyes to see what heaven already celebrates. Silence the noise of fear, pride, and rebellion within us. Teach us to long for your kingdom, to trust your justice, and to walk faithfully until the trumpet sounds. Reign in us now as you will reign forever. Through Christ our King, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.